But what we found when we were doing this analysis was that conflicts raging all around the world are having a devastating impact on children. And whilst there are a small number that we see in the news every day, there are also countless other conflicts that are not being reported on with the same level of detail. And so Sudan is very clearly in that bracket. I mean, this is the world's largest displacement crisis for children. It's the world's largest hunger crisis. Just a few days ago, we had the awful news that the famine declaration in Sudan has been extended to other areas of the country. And so for many, many children there, you know, the last year and a half, almost more now, has been defined by heartbreak, by displacement. Many families have been displaced multiple times, either because of the fighting or because they're just not able to get enough food to survive. And it's not being noticed in the same way. And, you know, that is without even thinking of places like the DRC or, as you say, the Sahel, where there is not enough attention on a global scale being paid to these conflicts. And whilst that is the case, it is very difficult to put pressure on leaders to address these crises. Because if we're not there saying this cannot be the new normal for children, then we will continue with the status quo.
What rights do children have? What rights does a child have in a conflict zone?
Children in conflict zones have exactly the same rights as children anywhere in the world. So first and foremost, that is the right to safety and security, the right to ensure that they are able to grow up, you know, without fear of being killed or injured. It also means they should be able to access school and quality education. They should be able to access healthcare. And what we found is that for every single one of these metrics, there are more children affected negatively, so out of school or not able to access healthcare or malnourished, than at any time that we've been keeping these records. And so, you know, what we're asking for is just adherence to the rules of war, adherence to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and making sure that children's lives are not defined by war and by conflict, but by, you know, joy and fun and play and education and all the things that any parent would want for their child.
How many grave violations were committed against children in 2024? I know UNICEF keeps statistics on these kinds of things.
We do. So the total numbers are not going to be released until 2025 because we obviously need to tally everything up. We need to make sure it's all valid and correct. And then what happens is that's released through the annual report of the Secretary General, who works with the Special Representative on conflict, children and armed conflict. But what we have seen is that where we do have an indication of these numbers, such as in Ukraine, we've seen more violations in the first 9 months in Ukraine than in the entirety of 2023. Similarly with Sudan, we've seen an huge increase in numbers. We also expect to see an increase in numbers in Gaza and in often other crises which are just not covered in the same way. So like Myanmar, potentially like DRC. And so whilst the overall numbers for 2024 are not yet ready, what we are seeing is that for everything where we can sort of speak to our technical colleagues and say, are you expecting the situation is getting worse or getting better? We're saying it's getting worse.
Describe or explain grave violations.
Yeah, certainly. So there are six grave violations against children in times of conflict that were defined by the Security Council and the UN. Now, these are the killing and maiming of children. It's sexual violence and rape against children. It's abduction. It's the recruitment and use of children by armed groups. And it's the denial of humanitarian access and attacks on schools and hospitals. So all of these are outlawed. You know, these are against the rules of war. But what we see time and time again is these rules are being flouted. You know, it is just, there is, in any military conflict, each of these actions is a decision by a human being, by an individual. And so what we're saying is that these individuals need to be held to account. The people who make decisions about how wars are fought must adhere with the rules which say children should be protected. And, you know, we should not live in a world where we just sort of throw up our hands and say, well, children are going to be killed. They're collateral damage. Oh, well, they're being used as human shields, so there's nothing that we can do. We have to see a just complete global voice saying enough is enough. We cannot continue to see it get worse. 2024 and 2025 has to be the year that we see a change.